Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing the Siyata D'Shemaya, our series of Shi'ulim, the topic of Mishkav Zachar, Mishkav Behema. This is the 10th Shi'ur. We were discussing this idea that you can have beer from one side, but not the other. It's considered halachically beer from one person, but not the other. Like, for example, a katan with a gedola, and the ramifications of that, and how beer has to be beer mishutefes. Two of them together, as opposed to Mishkav Zachar, which is each one individually. And we were ma'arich in this Siyata D'Shemaya. Now we're continuing the Rambam in the 11th, in the first parak of Hilchos Esurei Bia, in the 11th halacha, the 8th parak of Hilchos Trumas, the 11th halacha, writes based on the Sugya and Sota 26b, that a Bia of a Shachuf, which the Rambam defines as somebody who's Mishamish Mace, that his can't, is aver, it doesn't get hard. A bia of a shachuf is poisel mitshume. Passels, if the shachuf is a poisel, like a goy, a mamzer, or whatever, say if the woman is a kohen, he passels her from eating shume. So the bia of a shachuf, even though he's only a shachuf, and he doesn't have his virility, nevertheless, he passels mitshume. So the kasha is, but it's not a bia. So why she psula mitshume? Now, we spoke about the idea that if she's a married woman, so then it's mala b'mal, right? Even if he's a shachuf, the Rambam paskins yesh kinui b'shachuf, the beginning of Hilchos Seita. Because there it's an inyan of, thereby you can be makane a woman, say don't be m'siachin with the shachuf. There it's an inyan of mala b'mal, being unfaithful to your husband. Because even though his bia is not a real bona fide bia, but there is some sense of infidelity over here, which is the isser by a woman, malavama, fidelity. But here, it's just, there's no matter of infidelity over here. We're talking about shuma, eating shuma, not eating shuma. So why is it bias shachuf pasul mit shuma? So we have to say that this is derabonan, like the Amshel Shlomo writes in the Sifri Devei Rab that we referenced in an earlier shir. Nevertheless, the pachos mi ben tes. If the person having bia is less than 9 years old, eina ne'aseres, she doesn't become aser. Why, if she's less than bentes, is she not a sura? And the answer is because it's not a bia mishutefes. Since it's not a bia mishutefes, because it's only her doing the bia, not him. If he's pachos mi bentes, it's only mitzad her, not mitzad him, as we spoke about in a previous year. And therefore, linyan mala b'mal, so it's still mala b'mal. Doesn't have to be a bia mishutefes. It's still a infidel, sense of infidelity over here, an aspect of infidelity. But as far as it being a common bia, it has to be both-sided, it has to be two-sided. And if it's pachos mi bentes, then it's only one-sided. And therefore, ena neseres. So, if a pachos mi bentes has bia, so it's also mala b'ma, there's also an aspect of infidelity over here. So there we have xeris hakasif. That's why we need the xeris hakasif. We have a mayit ish and not a katan. So therefore, she doesn't become aser. But the point is that it's only a one-sided bia. And therefore, there's no iser. So, again, what we're saying here is that a bia shachuf passes mi truma. Why? Because it's derabanan. But pachos mi bentes, ain't an aseres, like the Rambam says. That doesn't answer her, because we have xeris hakasim. And since by a shachof we gather is only the Rabbanan, it's considered Bia Shneihem. So now we have a new Agdara. In other words, Midai Raisa, it's only one-sided Bia. It's only Bia Mitzad her, not Mitzad him. So he can't have proper Bia. But Midai Rabbanan, they made it a two-sided Bia. It's considered Bia Shneihem. Like we see in the Rambam, in the first parak of the Surei Bia over there, that by a Raisa of a Shachuf, Loikim Shneihem Makas Mardus. They both get Makas Mardus. Because it's also Dirabonan. And for that reason, the Rambam included the Din Shachuf in what he writes there, Shinaseris Rakmi Ben Tes, that a woman is only passed from Truma from the age of 9. In other words, if a Poisel, an Ish Poisel, is Baalah from the age of 9, then he Taka Pasels her. Because then it's considered a proper Bia. And that's because you would think that a Shechuf is like less than being 9. Because since Mitzad him, it's not Bia, she's not Aser, because of the Pasuk of Yish. So who Adim Kainu B'Shechuf, that a Shechuf also is an Aser. And there the Rambam is Mechadish, does not. That a shachuf is nevertheless us the Rabbanan. And the gather is not that mid the Rabbanan it's considered enough that it's bibia didogreida lois for the truma. That it's enough that she should be having bia to answer her for truma. Because then she would be naseris mid the Rabbanan kama pachos mi bentes. Remember, pachos mi bentes is also bia mitzida and not mitzidoi. So why then isn't she pasal pachos mi bentes? Rather, it's because it's a new gather. Midaraisa, it's not bia, not bia shachuf, not bia pachos mi bentes. But midarabanan, a bia shachuf, is considered bias tarvayu. And with this, faren for the kasha of the minchas chinuch in mitzvah rei samach vav, why does the Rambam say in Hilchos Surei Bia, legavei shachuf, that ain bo miso malchus, there's no chiyuv misa, and there's no malchus doiraisa, aval poisel litume, veloikin makas mardus. But a shachuf does pass off for truma, and he does get makas mardus, he gets the rabbanan dika malchus. And it should have said also, shineseres lebaila. Why doesn't he talk about being asur lebaila like he says in Soto 1:1? But based on what we said, Isur lebaila yesh lo makom afa pisha ein abir. You can ask a woman to her husband even though it's not a proper bia. Like we spoke about a pachas mi bentes. But there's a tzad that even a pachas mi bentes is going to answer because it's a mal abo mal problem. Because there's an element of infidelity. And all you need is that it should be a bia by her, not by him, not by the guy. And that's enough to ask her. So come on the pasuk than that. Ve'ein ze inyan l'makas mardus aleh mit rabbanan v'bia shachuf. Ve'ze kosev ha-rambam. Shepoisel hu betume kemet shemid rabbanon choshev bia gam gabi didei v'chein yesh b'shnei ha-makas mardus. So when it comes to a isur l'baila, it can be even though it's not a proper bia, like in the nidon of less than 9 years old, and that has nothing to do with the makas mardus mid rabbanon b'bias shachuf. There are two different issues over here. Is the Isra Labaila? We were asking. He asked, why doesn't he write that the Ashachof Asrus Labaila? So Ashachof Asring Labaila has nothing to do with Makas Mardus. Ashachof can Asr Labaila even without the Makas Mardus aspect because it's a Bia Mitzida, even though it's not Mitzido, not Mitzad the boy. So therefore the Rambam writes, place a little bit shuma, since midrabbanan it's considered bia gabe didei. As the Rambam is talking here at the rabbanan level, midrabbanan it's considered bia even as far as the male is concerned, and therefore they both get makas mardus. Ulafuke mimashikas the Rambam was talking about p'tur mimiso malchus mishum delo habi bia. So why is it ashachuf p'tur mimiso malchus? Because it's not bia. Avalinian zabi bia. Nothing to do with this or the Bible. Notice the Rambam's nidain is it considered a bia or is it not considered a bia? So the Rambam's telling us that midoraisa it's not considered a bia. Midrabanan it is considered a bia, and therefore it's posel l'truma. And the minchas chinuch asked, so also tell me that she's naseris l'baila, but that is not totally in the shaila whether it's bia or not bia. She's a surah labaila even though it's not bia. That's not the issue of here. Whether is it the Rambam's talking about, is it a bia or is it not a bia? So he's Rambam's telling us, midai raisa, it's not a bia, and midrabanan, it is a bia. And as far as the isur labaila, which is another issue, even if it's not a bia, the other Rambam spoke about that in Hilchos Saita, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph. Advarim meirim. Achen, b'sefer keren oira b'yavam es sham kosav, shel inyin turumen if selis menat oira. So we have the Keren Oira, who has a different opinion. Not that she's a surah midrabanan, as we want to say pshat the Rambam, but rather that l'nyan shuma be a shachuf is poisel min haTorah. So based on what we explained, we have to say as follows: that as far as nivela l'pasul lo hapoisel l'tume, kevin she'ena nidam b'zal dinei v'chivri be atzma ela al shem hapsul shechalba. Bazeh kol she mitzida biyahi choshiv nivala lepasul v'nifseles v'din biya mishu tefes yeshnoi rak al dina manoigim v'biya atzma v'lo amasha po'eles bo habiyah. That as far as being nifeles, as far as having relations with somebody who is pasul to her, who passes her for truma, since the issue is not on the dinim and the chiyuvim of the bia, but rather the issue is a shem psul chal on her. So since the whole issue is not on the bia, mishutefes, but rather on the shem psul, as far as she is, if as far as she is concerned, it's considered a bia, she's considered nivelel apostle, it's considered that she's nivelis to apostle, v'nifseles. And the din of a bia mishutefes of this common bia, which defines the bia, is only on dinim that are nogea to the bia itself, not on the din of her psul. Not on what the bia's poil on her, the actual bia does, not the outgrowth that now she has a shame psul. Bia mishutefes is going to be a shail on the actual bia. What are the halachic ramifications of the bia? But not on what the bia does to her, making her psul. That doesn't depend on whether it's a bia mishutefes. Umemela shilafize. Begedel zehu kamkein bisul lebaila. Vein tzarech l'inyin miyuchat shel ma'ala ma'al. So if that's the pshat, if pshat is what it says about her status or status, then we don't have to come on to the ma'ala bo ma'al that we saw in the Or Samech. This aspect of infidelity. Ela dekeven shu chalois iser bo al yedei biyoso. Since it's a chalois iserba, just like there's a psul when she's nevelas l'pasula that passes her the kahuna, so too as far as the iser l'baila goes, so since it's noga only to her, since it's a din in her, so as long as it's a chalois in her, so as long as it's considered a bi as far as she's concerned, so she's a surah. That's why she's a surah labayla by a shachuf, just like she's nifselis lekahuna, because it's all that interests us is what is it a bia for her? If it is, then she's psula and then she's a surah. Ad kedei kach, so it would appear that it's so pashut to the extent that the Gemara in Saita there asks on shachuf. that it's pashut, that she's neser, that she's psula. How is it so pashut to the Gemara? Or befrat, we said it's only a din de rabbana. If you say that it's a din de rabbana, that for truma she's psula, so then why is it so pashut to the Gemara that a shachov passes? Minayin lanu de rabbanan zeh. Look in the Yamshel Shlomo that we referenced, the Keren Oira, the Minfas Chinuch we mentioned, and others. So the answer is no. The way the Keren Oira is learning it, since it's a chalois din ba al yidei bia, since mitzida it's a maisa bia, it's pashut that she has this din, and there's no big chiddush here. So again, if you're learning like the Rambam, or we're learning in the Rambam, that it's only the Rabbanon. That the Rabbanan, they made it a Bia Meshutefes by a Shachuf, so then that's a Chiddush. But if you learn like the Keren Oira, that Len Yitzchuma, she's Nifs, then it's a Chiddush to say that she's Psula. If you say it's the Rabbanan. But if you learn that, like the Keren Oira, that Len Yitzchuma Nifs Elis Manatar, it is a Dabar Pashut. Why is it Pashut? Because as we established, again, based on earlier Shiurim, that it's only a Bia Mitzida, we saw that by Nixuba, it's only a Bia Mitzida, not Mitzida, but as long since a Bia Mitzida, if it's a chalois din ba, so it's pashut. It's a chalois din ba. So we want to passel her for her bia. It doesn't matter whether it's bia by him or not. All that matters is that it's bia by her. And therefore it's pashut that she's pasul psula even d'oraisa. V'advarim me'irim u'misamchim. Okay, we still have a Reb Chaim to talk about. And we still have a lot more to talk about Rabbi Yisai. So please stay tuned. And we will see more niflaos mitaras Hashem. Thank you so much for listening. This has been super awesome. Shalom, shalom, bezrat Hashem. Anachnu od namshich. Toda rabba, 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 she'ezantem. Shalom, shalom.